Like to share with you from the Word of God, first of all, coming from St. Mark, the 10th chapter, read verses 17 through 22, and our supporting text will be Ephesians 2, and I'll just read verse 8 for your consideration, for it's already been read. Mark, the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 17. Bible reads, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him, and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother.' And he answered and said unto him, 'Master, all these things I have observed from my youth.' Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, said unto him, 'One thing thou lackest: go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me.' And he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." The base of our thinking coming from the 17th verse: "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him, and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?'" Ephesians 2 and 8: "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." We ought to use a thought or subject this morning. Like to speak from the thought, out of all we've done or do, there's still nothing we can do. Out of all we've done or do, there's still nothing that we can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for being our friend. We thank the Lord this morning because it's good this morning. Good to have good family members, and it's good to have good friends, but it's better to have both. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody needs somebody. We just thank God for loving us enough that he would do what we need him to do, and he just keep on blessing us over and over again. And we owe God so much praise this morning. We realize that we can't stay on the mountaintop all the time. There are times that we must get down in the valley. David said, "When you walk through the valley, you're walking under a shadow of death." So it lets us know that we are not here to stay. We're going to leave this place at some point or another. But it's all right to leave because we already have a destination. We got one or two places that we'll end up, and it depends on the life that we live and what we believe as to where we will spend eternity. And the one thing is, can't nobody write it out for you. Can't nobody pave the way for you. You got to do it for yourself. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. So we are thankful that we are actually on a journey, and as we are on this journey, we are actually in a battle as well. For there's always a battle between the flesh and the spirit, and the enemy is always out there trying to rob you and trying to make you not do the things that God would have you to do. And Paul even put it like this: "When I try to do the right thing, evil is still right there in the presence of that." So you can't get away from the enemy, but you can have victory over the enemy if you use the right source for battle. First thing, and if you're going to fight the devil, then you better go down on bended knees and talk to a God that has the power, that is able to make a devil tremble at his feet. And so we are thankful that we serve a God this morning that has blessed us in a way that we have been able to assemble ourselves together again and to praise and worship God, and just to tell the Lord God, thank you for being so good to us. You know, there are times when we personalize it. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me, but
when we come together as a group, it's all right for all of us to have a mind to tell God thank you. We can't talk all at the same time, but it's been said that we can sing at the same time and that we can praise God at the same time. Because when we begin to praise God, you may have a hallelujah, Jesus. I may just say thank you, Jesus. Or somebody might just say glory. You know, it just depends on whatever is your flavor. But the main thing is that if you're lifting up praises unto the Lord our God, oh, I thank God that I got a love for the Lord our God, because I found out that the Lord God loved us before we even loved him, loved us before we even knew who he was. And so we thank God because we thank him for allowing us to see this day. And we consider the blessings that God has bestowed upon us that we enjoy day to day, even if we are not where we want to be in life. We still got a lot to tell God thank you for. And I'm sure that throughout this past week, we've had been having our private time. You know, every one of us ought to have some private time with God, some time to study the word of God, a time to pray and talk to God. Sometimes you find yourself just talking to God, not necessarily praying, but you're just talking out in midair, like you're talking to somebody. Nobody's there, but you're just talking to your God. And somebody may look at you and think that you're crazy, but you hadn't lost your mind. You're trying to actually capture more of what is the real thing. And the real deal is just knowing that you can talk to God anywhere at any time. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you can find yourself getting ready to clean the house and a song comes to mind and all of a sudden you're just singing the songs of Zion. You know, you don't have to be in the church house to sing a hymn. You don't have to be with the group that sing hallelujah to the name Jesus. That there's somebody in here that declare that you cannot sing, but I guarantee you at home, you sing praises unto the Lord your God. In your car, you sing praises to the Lord your God. There are times when you are at the conference of your home or even on your job, sometimes you can't say it out loud, but you just meditate and think it in your mind. There are times when you can't say certain things, but you can always think. Don't never allow nobody to tell you that you got to get out of contact with God, because you don't have to talk to God in a spoken voice. You can just meditate. You can just think about what you want the Lord to know. And God hears everything that's going on in your mind. So that's why we got to be mindful to know that it's a good thing to come together and to give God praise. I wonder this morning, do we realize what a blessing it is just to have a mind to be in fellowship? There's somebody that'd like to be here that's not able to be here. There's somebody been wanting to come for a mighty long time and hadn't gotten here yet. But I just thank God for that mindset of an individual that want to be in fellowship, that realize that I can have some private time, but there are times that I want to get together with my brothers and sisters, and I just want to make an effort to just lift up the name of a holy God. I believe that somebody came here this morning with their mind made up that God is going to do exactly what you've asked him to do. And the reason why God is going to do it is because of your faithfulness and the trust that you have in the power of God. You got to believe this morning that it's your time. It doesn't matter how many has gone on before you. It doesn't matter how many you've left behind. You got to understand that there comes a time that it's your day. And today very well could be your day. Now, you know exactly what you've asked the Lord God to do. And you know that God comes in his own time. We sung a song earlier that when I need him the most, that he'll step right in. So we got to know that God hears everything. He sees all and he knows all. And so when it seems like nobody else cares, that's when God steps in. When it seems like you're all by yourself, God has a way of revealing himself to you to let you know that I haven't gone anywhere. I'm right here in the midst of you. And sometimes we have folks saying that I'm trying to find Jesus. I don't know where you're looking at, because he's right there in the midst of you. You ought to know that the Lord God is right there where you are. All you got to do is open up your heart and your mind and let go and let God have his way. You ought to pray to the Lord our God and say, Lord, I know that you are Redeemer. Lord, I know that you can do what nobody else can do. And as believers, we ought to live as though we are already in heaven. We always talking about we are going through things down here, but we got to understand that we hadn't gone through anything yet. If we don't do what the Lord God has told us to do, if we don't be committed to the word of God, if we don't change our mindset and start doing things and putting him first, we're going to find ourselves being at the back of the line. There are those of us in here this morning that got to remember that Jesus taught us when he prayed, after this manner, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So as we pray to God, we are praying to God, God bless me and let me have joy down here just like there's joy in heaven. Don't you know that God didn't bless us just for us to don't have any joy or happiness until we get to the other side? If we say that the joy of the Lord is our strength, then we ought to know something about joy while we're living. We ought to know something about the joy of Jesus while we're going through our trials and tribulations. That's why the Lord God said, in this life you will have trials as well as tribulations, but be of good cheer. For I've already overcome the world. So the Lord God has said, I know you're going to go through some things, but don't worry about it. Keep a smile on your face anyway. Anybody in here know how to smile when you don't feel like smiling? Anybody know how to make the devil feel bad? Because if the devil thinks he got you and you got a smile on your face, you're still walking with confidence. You're still trusting that God is going to do what you asked him to do. Can't nobody beat you if you got God on your side. You got to know that he is a way maker. And if you truly have faith in God and trust in God, he will make a way for you. No matter what the reason is, you got to learn how to call on God. And if you call on God, you got to know that he'll be right there. We talked about that last week, that when we need the Lord, we got to know where to look for him at. Because every now and again, we need some help. And as we need that help, we look up to the hills of Zion, knowing that the Lord our God will do what nobody else can do. And I know that if we call on the name of the Lord our God, that God will come to our rescue. Do you remember last week when we talked about the man that came and cried out to Jesus that all he needed was just a little help for his sick child? And he brought it, he said, I brought it to the disciples, but when I brought him to them, they could not cure him. But because the reason why was because of their unwavering faith. They didn't have faith and trust enough that what God had told them that they could do, that they could actually really do. If the Bible declares greater things that you should do than I have done, then we have some power right here on earth. But then don't get it twisted. That power don't come just from you by yourself. That power comes from on high, and it comes from the power of a loving God. You may go and ask somebody, pray for me, anoint me, do this, that, or the other, and you can go through the motion, but they're just motion if you don't believe in the power of God. We got to understand, we talk about praying to God, you got to believe it, and I got to believe it. The recipient got to believe it and know that God will hear our humble cry. That's what we found out. We found out that when the man went to God, God did exactly what the man needed him to do. For he found out that the Bible declared that with men, some things are impossible. But that's not the case with God. Anybody know your God to be an able God? Anybody sitting in here this morning realize that there have been times when the enemy thought that he had you, but God said, I'm going to bless you just one more time? Is there anybody in here honest enough with yourself to know that there were times when it seemed like, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this mess, but God gave you a double dose of energy? And when it seemed like you were ready to sit down somewhere, God said, get back up and stand your ground. Every now and again, you got to stand up and be counted. You got to let the Lord know, I'm not going to give up. I'm going through. But I'm not going to give up. Anybody in here been knocked down? You know how to get back up and say, Lord, I'm going to run on anyhow. Anybody had a door closed in your face? Somebody told you that you wasn't going to be nothing. You never was going to amount to anything. But you said, oh, the devil is a lie because I belong to the power of a loving God. And the God that I serve, he'll do what I need him to do. For I found out that when we need help, we can go to God. We look at our text today. Again, we have a man that approaches Jesus with a need for help. All of us has a need for help. The problem is sometimes we go to the wrong source. A lot of times we think that it's all in the hands of the doctor. I thank God that the doctor got some intellect and knows some things, but he don't know what Dr. Jesus knows. Can't nobody do for you what Dr. Jesus can do. Sometimes when you got situations in your life, you need somebody to talk to. And I want to recommend you to go and talk to the Lord before you talk to your friend. It's all right to have a good friend. It's all right to be close enough that you can share your most precious secrets with your friend. But there's no friend like your friend Jesus. There's something that you got to hold back on. There's something, you know, the Bible declared that you can't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Sometimes you can't let folk know when you are going through. You can't let folk know when you done laid something down on the altar. Anybody in here honest enough to know that sometimes people will pray against you? You're praying to God to do something. They're praying to God not to do it. But you got to understand, I don't care what you pray, I'm going to trust what God has to say because I believe what God has for me. I know that what God has for me is going to be for me. What God got for you is going to be for you. But you got to believe that it is for you. And then you got to reach out on faith. We talk about walking by faith, walking blindsided and walking and not being able to see, but I'm able to see by the power of a loving God. And I know that the Lord God will help us all along the way. See, this man that came to God, this man didn't have a sick child, but this man had a question. This man asked God a question because the man wanted to know what he needed to do in order to inherit eternal life. Now, this man was self-sufficient, a man that we would say was well-to-do, referred to in the Word of God as the rich young ruler. So it gives us a description of a man that's young, a man that's rich, a man that is not worried about resources, not worried about how he's going to make it, not worried about where his next dime is going to come from. Those things don't even matter. But even when you got all of the material things in life that you want, if you don't have that closeness with Jesus, there's still a yearning. There's still something missing. And so this man realizes that I got everything that a man could ask for, but I've been watching them brothers over there, and them brothers seem like they so happy. Every time I turn around, they're singing. Every time I turn around, they are testifying. Every time I turn around, some of them over there jumping around and acting all crazy. I don't know what it is about them, but something about that God that they serve, it excites them and it makes them feel good. And I see the blessings upon them. I want a little bit of what they got. See, you ought to be thankful enough for what God has done for you that somebody else ought to want a little bit of what you got. So this man is asking, he's wanting to know, what can I do in order to get eternal life? What can I do to get the same thing that they got? Well, we know that the man has material things. The man has money. The man has resources, but the man lacks a closeness with God. Also, we got to understand that the man is in the flesh. So if the man is in the flesh, he has done some wrong in his life. So we got to understand that despite all of our efforts, there is something wrong with all of us. We may have a good testimony. Our testimony sounds so good that it'll move other folk. It'll make other folk realize that if you can't do so bad that God can't bless you. And don't let the enemy make you believe that you've been so far out of the will of God that God won't hear your humble cry. You got to learn how to talk to God even when it seems like you're not getting through. Don't stop talking. You got to keep on praying and saying, Lord, I need you to come and see about me. Anybody realize that you sin and come short of the glory of God? The Bible declared that there is none perfect, no, not one. But there was a time, or there will be a time, that you will find that everybody needs help. Everybody needs the loving and the mercy that comes from God. We need to know that God will allow us to be partakers of his grace. But in order for us to get that grace, we got to want it. We got to know that we want something from the Lord our God. Now, there might be somebody in here say, he's not talking to me. I stopped sinning a long time ago. Well, glory be to God. Isn't God good that you stopped a long time ago? But how many of you know that even though you may have stopped some things a long time ago, there's still some things that you don't do just right? How many of you know that with your holy and sanctified self, there's some time that you don't do everything that the Lord God would have you to do? How many of you know that it doesn't matter whether you wear a long robe and preach on Sunday morning, it don't make you holier than thou? You got to trust the power of a loving God. How many of you know that every now and again, you got to go down and talk to the Lord our God, and you got to talk with the conviction that I know that God is going to do. In fact, it's already done. That's why the songwriter said, don't wait until the battle is over. You can shout right now, because I don't know about you, but I know that there was a time when I was out of the will of God, but I thank my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Being a loving God, a merciful and a forgiving God. No need for us to get the big head. Begin to think that it's all about us. See, some of us, we like to judge other folk. They're not doing like I do it. They're not doing it right. They're not acting like I want them to act. There's something is wrong with them. But you got to understand, all of us are not going to have the same walk. All of us don't have the same sin. So how are we going to have the same praise?